And yes, we are live. We are live from the Tri-Cities, Hopewell, Virginia, 1340 AM Fox Sports. That's not Mike's voice you're hearing. It's not Michael Pierman's voice. It's your boy Justin Watson, Jay Chris. He's back. High school baseball season has ended for me, and I am back, and I'm excited to be back here on the Soul in Sports. And, of course, we got Wally. Wow. I don't even know if we're saying that anymore, but we got Wally, and we got Micah here. And the show is about to begin, but before we get started, of course, I just want to talk about a couple things before we get into it. Of course, today is Friday, so, you know, we have a quick, hot, fast 30 minutes. I'm 60 minutes. I've been off the air for a little bit, so, you know, got a little speed bumps. We're going to be on for 60 minutes today. Of course, you know how that goes. We have we like to call it the hour of power sports around here. But it's going to be a strong 60 minutes. We have Toronto and Cleveland tonight. We had Warriors, Thunder last night. And I want to get into that game because I saw a lot of things. Things don't look good for the Warriors to me. But we'll talk about that. We got Mike on the line as well. And we also, I want to talk about Tiger entering the 2016 British Open. We'll talk about that. And a couple local baseball teams lose in their conference tournaments. And, of course, Shane Mosley has a fight tonight. Title fight tomorrow night. Shane Mosley. Sugar Shane Mosley has a title fight tomorrow night. So we'll definitely check that out. But, of course, before we get into everything, I got to talk to the fellas. Micah, Mike, Wally. What's going on, fellas?
What's going on?
And Mike is on the road, but you know he can't help himself. He can't help himself but to be part of the show.
I cannot help myself.
Can't help himself.
I missed you guys already.
I don't know if he's addicted to it or if he just had to make sure that you know, that we went off without a hitch.
Is that MP1?
Yes.
Because I can't do my rounds without you on the board, and I don't know how to rhyme without you being around. This is weird. I don't know if I can do it. I'll try, though. Just get back to me in about 2 seconds. I'll try to see if I can do it. I'll try to round, Jay Chris. I can do it, I think.
Okay.
Well, it's me.
I haven't been on the air for a while, but somebody tell me, what the heck was that? What is going on? Micah got bars now?
No. Micah got bars.
Oh, he got bars. Okay, so we let Micah get. Okay, all right. Things have changed a little bit here on the Soul in Sports in the last few months. I like it. Mike, what's going on in Busch Gardens today? I say, Mike, are you still? Oh, we lost Mike. Okay, all right.
Well, I'm
sure he'll get back to it. He'll get back to us. But we got Micah in the studio, of course. We got Wally. Wow, Wally, what's going on, man?
They still say that. Is that? I gotta give it to freaking Rev T, man. This Wally Wall thing won't never die. This thing won't
never
die.
It'll never die. I won't let it
I
die.
Know,
I know,
right? What's
I
good,
wish
Jay
I
Chris,
this
man?
Back in the store, man. Hey, man, it's a beautiful day in Philadelphia. Beautiful, hot, humid day, man. It's a holiday weekend coming up, 3-day weekend. The funny thing is, it's 3-day weekend, right? But for me, it's more like a 3-day work week. So, you know, I kind of flipped the script on that. But you know, what's going on in DC, man? What's the temperature gauge in DC like? What's going on out there?
It's like hot, man. The sun is finally out, man. The people all wanted to know what happened this summer. Now it's hot again, and people complaining. You know how people are, man. That's how.
Yeah,
it is.
You know what?
And now it's about 9 degrees, and you know what I'm saying?
I won't
so
complain
that's what
about
we have right now,
because.
DC. You won't?
I complain about the wintertime. I complain about the cold. So I won't complain about the heat. I'll just live with it. I think my cat is in here. She was complaining, and I don't think she can handle it too well. But she's just gonna have to deal with it. There's nothing we can do about that. But Mike, we got you back here, and I just wanted to know, man, what's the temperature gauge like at Busch Gardens today? I know you're hanging in Colonial Williamsburg today, right?
The temperature is hot as Hades. That's how hot it is.
What's it looking like at Busch Gardens, man? I know it was crowded today. What's going on there?
It's very crowded and very lovely. A lot of lovely sights out here. I don't ride rides though. I went around all day and rode stuff like a little water boat, little train. I wouldn't even go on the sky lift.
Oh, I mean, you got to ride.
But
I did
ride the bumper cars though. I did go on the bumper car.
Okay, well, you got to be careful with that, man, because, you know, you're a professional driver. And people don't know that when they're in the bumper cars with you. They don't know you're a professional driver. You know what you're doing out there. You know how to avoid getting hit.
And I got hit by another professional driver. I only got hit by another professional driver.
There you go. There it is right there. So let's just jump into it, guys. Let's just jump into it before we take our first break. And let's talk about last night's game between the Wizards, I'm sorry, not the Wizards, ooh, Freudian slip there, the Warriors and the Thunder. Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, where is Draymond Green, man? What's going on with Draymond Green? Did you guys get a chance to look at this game thoroughly last night?
Didn't get a chance to look at it thoroughly, but thoroughly? I mean, it was what it was to me. I knew the Golden State. You know, they didn't want to go home. So you heard Steph. Steph was like, "We can't go home. You know, we ain't going home." Steph was like, "We ain't going home. Not today." So I expect the Golden State to play tough. To me, and you can send a message within wins and losses, right? So my thing about this is Golden State. If they had blew out Oklahoma, they could have put more fear into Oklahoma going into Oklahoma, knowing that okay, they can get loose again. This game, I felt like for Oklahoma, they should look at that situation kind of positively. I know it's hard to take losses positively, but still at the same time, they competed with Golden State at Golden State in the game. They needed to have an elimination game, and they still competed, and they tried to get that W. So, to me, it just told me that Oklahoma City is ready to take them down in game six. So, but we'll see what happens, man. Golden State, at any given time, anybody can get hot. That puts pressure on Oklahoma in game six. So, we'll see what happens with that. But in terms of game five, yeah, I'm step, and he did that.
And it seemed like last few games, including last night, you didn't see the Warriors team that we've seen for the past, you know, this past season, I'm going to say. But, you know, I think that has a lot to do with what the Thunder are doing defensively. I wasn't on the show and I wasn't able to express this, but my personal sentiments before the series started, I just really felt like the Thunder were going to dominate the Warriors on the boards. Now, I don't know what the numbers are. I haven't had the chance to look at the statistics to see what the rebound numbers are. But I just felt like with Cantor and Adams and Ibaka down there, and, you know, I really don't believe in, and I've said this for the past couple of years, I don't believe in Andrew Bogut. I've never been a Bogut fan. Even though he did hit one somewhat clutch free throw last night, I don't think he's enough to dominate the boards. But you know, just from the eye test, Mike, I'm going to ask you, what did you see from – what do you feel about the game last night and the game tomorrow night? Did you see anything that could bode well for the Warriors, or does everything still look like it's in the Thunder's bandwagon, the Thunder's hot box, I should say?
I think I got to agree with, I believe Wally just said, if they'd have blown out OKC, then I'd have had a little bit of, okay, maybe they're back in their series. They sent a message. They didn't really send a message. If you watch the first half of that ball game, or if you go back and remember the first half of that ball game, OKC was playing a little bit of one-on-one ball. They kind of got away. They did what OKC does that gets OKC in problems, which is Kevin Durant, Westbrook going one-on-one, not moving the ball, not getting themselves in the rhythm. What makes OKC OKC is Westbrook attacking, Kevin Durant being that follow guy. I'm not saying he's Robin to Westbrook's Batman. I believe they're both, you know, on the Flash level. And you put them together, and you get the other teams involved, you get the Super Friends involved, then they can go ahead and be the superheroes that they are. And they didn't start off like that last night. I think they came out, maybe they pressed a little bit, try to get that game over it, so Russell and Durant took over early, thinking that's what they had to do. But if they can go back and they look at this film, and if their coach Donovan is good enough to understand this team plays better when everybody else starts doing things first on that team, and I think they get back home. To me, this is more for Golden State to win. They had to win. They were at home. They should have won. They did what they supposed to do. OKC's in the perfect position to go home. But I have one concern. That's why I pose this question to y'all. Leading into the playoffs, no one believed in OKC when pressure was on them. This is kind of a pressure game because if they lose this game, they got to go back to Golden State. So what happens now? I think they come out tomorrow night and they close the game out. But that's just me being a Bulls fan, wanting to laugh in the face of Warrior fans saying, 73-9 means nothing without a chip. So that's just me.
Well, if I could take that first, I agree. I think that, you know, personally, I think if there is a game seven, I think the Warriors take the series. I really do. I really believe that the Thunder need to close out this series tomorrow night at home.
Absolutely.
I think it's their best
Absolutely.
Opportunity. It's their best opportunity to do so. Here's the thing, and I agree with what both of you guys said, that it wasn't a blow. I think we got, but at the same time, we got so accustomed to the Warriors just blowing teams out, blowing good teams out at that, that it seems like when they have to fight for a win and when they, you know, have a little struggle a little bit, you know, it's almost like they're not playing up to the level that we expect them to play. But, you know, they need to win. Let's not forget, there was a game against OKC in OKC where it came down to the last shot Steph Curry took from about 30-some-odd feet out and won a game, and that was the last – very last second shot. So, you know, at that time, we didn't believe that, you know, Golden State is in trouble for the rest of the season. But that being said, them not, like I was saying, them not blowing out OKC as we kind of have gotten accustomed to seeing them do when they win, it puts a thought in your mind that, oh, maybe, you know, maybe they're not what they were. And you can just look at them and see, this team is not what they were 2 months ago. They're just not. And the fact that OKC really did have a chance in the last 2 minutes to win this game and take it and take the game from the Warriors, but they just didn't do that. So, you know, I think that part of the reason they didn't do that was because, well, we have one in the pocket and we get to go home. So it's all right. We'll fight and try to get this one. But if we don't get this one, it's okay. Now, this one, I think the pressure is a little bit on. They're favorite to win this game on Saturday night, and we have to see if they can step up and be that team that they were against the Spurs. If you remember, they got blown out against the Spurs in game one and came back and just rolled 4-0. So we got to see what's going to happen there. Mike, I want to get you involved in the conversation. Did you have a chance to see this game last night? I know you're a very busy man.
I may be very busy, but the guy doesn't get in the tizzy. I was watching that game, and I was laughing all the way to the bank because I knew – that Golden State was going to win the game, but I knew Draymond Green was going to be full of stank. And surely enough, he was. Hey, my bar came back. All right. My bar is right there. All right. I thought my bar was going to disappear for a second. But anyway, here's something that you know I want to touch on is that game one and game five were very similar games for both teams. The only difference is that the score went more so towards Golden State's way than OKC's way. Both teams were playing tough with each other, and once again, just like always, you know, when you're at home, players who normally don't score or influence the game, we're scoring to influence the game. Most space was having a good time there. Iguodala was doing what he was supposed to do, and Bogut surprisingly knew how to score a ball. I didn't know Andrew Bogut knew how to score points. I just couldn't tell. You know, I thought it was just all Curry, all Thompson, and Draymond Green bringing up the rear. And it's just like what everyone has said and everyone has agreed on. The only way they could have put the fear of God in OKC is if they blew them out like they did in game two. That didn't happen. And see, what we're seeing here is that when you're playing regular season series, it's not the same as playing playoff series, especially a conference championship series, where you may have swept somebody in a regular season. But that was a one game, one time at that point. It wasn't like you were playing back-to-backs. It wasn't that they had a chance to really figure out what you were doing. Now you have to adjust to what the team's doing. And it looked like that Golden State tried to do their best to make some good adjustments against OKC going big. But at the end of the day, Stephen Adams was a grown man, and Bogut's not going to be able to outdo him like he kind of thought he did in this game, not in OKC. Deion Waiters had, what? Well, let me see. If I remember correctly, it looked like he had 0 points. Like, zero? Like, just, he had, like, zero impact and influence on the game. That's not going to happen in OKC. Waiters going to be able to step up. Robinson's going to be able to step up. And everyone that was dormant in game five are going to explode in game six. I would not be surprised if Golden State gets blown out again. That may not happen, but I wouldn't be surprised because OKC is phenomenal and has been phenomenal this playoffs on their home court. So I think, like I was going with anyway, that this series is going to be OKC. So I'm excited to see OKC and Cleveland in this final. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that would be very interesting, absolutely. What we're going to do real quick, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to discuss this game a little bit more. And I'm going to get some lock-it-ups from the guys and see what they lock up for tonight game with the Cavs and the Raptors, and, of course, what they're going to lock up for tomorrow night's game, the Warriors and the Thunder. Keep it locked right here to the Soul and Sports, 1340 AM, Fox Sports.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Marshall Cab Company invites you to give them a call at 458-3325 when you're in need of transportation. That's Marshall Cab Company, Hopewell, serving Fort Lee, the Tri-City areas, with local and long-distance transportation. Remember, Marshall Cab Company. They will go as far as your money will carry you. Marshall Cab Company, 458-3325, operating right here in Hopewell.
Gonna build our new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox, located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
Looking for a barbershop that does old-fashioned shaves and haircuts? Look no further than the Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. Kenny and Keith do hot towel shaves using a straight razor. They shave around the ears and do shoulder massage. No appointment necessary, just walk on in. They're open Tuesday through Friday and the first Saturday of the month. Check them out on Facebook, Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. You'll not only look great when you leave, you'll feel great as well.
Shoes need repairing, don't know where to take them? Cavalli's Leather Shop and Shoe Repair, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell, is the place to go. Cavalli's features a complete line of motorcycle apparel, including vests, jackets, chaps, road packets, tool pouches, and gloves. Need a patch sewn on your biker's vest? Cavalli's is the place. They also carry Western boots and hats. That's Cavalli's Shoe Repair and Leather Shop, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. Phone 458-2016. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturdays.
Hi, this is Chuck Pender speaking.
anti-termite and insect control have been in business for the last 42 years. We do federal, state, and local contracts. We do business without contracts. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep, if they crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep or crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439.
Hello, this is Jess. I'm talking about an auto repair shop that does foreign and domestic, major or minor, auto repairs, diagnostics, brakes, tune-up, oil changes, and suspensions. 14 years of quality service at affordable prices in Hopewell. Kohl's Auto Repair, 914 Sycamore Avenue in Hopewell, Virginia, between Woodlawn Street and Oaklawn Boulevard. Phone number is 804-541-2700. 914 Sycamore, 804-541-2700. Kohl's Auto Repair.
Red's Tax Service, it's tax time again, and the place to go is Red's Tax Service, 105 Pickwick Avenue in Colonial Heights. Red's Tax Service has been doing my taxes for over 40 years, and I haven't gone to jail yet. Reds offers electronic filing, drop-off, walk-in, and appointments. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. Call 526-8715, Reds Tax Service. Fishing and golfing information are free.
Veterinarians Dr. Mary Brown and Dr. McDonald of VCA Animal Care Associates in Colonial Heights are dedicated to providing your pets with the quality care you want and they deserve. Their staff will take the time to explain treatments available for your pet and provide you education on the various pet-related issues you may encounter. Although they are available when illness and problems arise, the Animal Care Associates team is focused on preventive care. They offer Care Club, a wellness package which allows for monthly payments for vaccines, spay, neuter, dental cleaning, as well as annual screening diagnostics to detect early disease. Since our pets cannot talk, early detection is so important. Boarding facilities and grooming services are also available to round out your experience. Located at 2403 Boulevard in Colonial Heights, Animal Care Associates is the veterinary practice of choice. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and Saturdays, 8 to 1. 804-520-2273 for the best in pet care. You will not regret it.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
And we're back live, 1340 AM, Fox Sports, Hopewell, Virginia. And, of course, before the break, we were talking about the game, last night's game with the Warriors and the Thunder, and we had a couple statistics that might open an eye. Of course, hit us up if you want to join the conversation, 347-637-3859. Or you can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the places. As Mike would say, wherever social media is sold, at Soul and Sports, I'm sorry. So before the break, we were talking about Thunder and Warriors. And we had a stat come in about Steph Curry's defense. There's a lot of talk about his defense, about, you know, Kevin Durant said he doesn't really guard Westbrook. They throw Iguodala at him. They throw Thompson at him. They throw Barnes at him and stuff like that. Steph doesn't. But we had a stat. Now, who had the stat? Mike, Michael, who has the stat?
Russell Westbrook's numbers, according to Fox Sports, says that he is 8 for 25 with 7 turnovers when he is being guarded primarily by Ben Curry. And it has a quotation at the end of it says maybe Russell should check his stats before saying Steph's not a good defender.
Now that is,
you know, the,
now Mike,
you
that
know the
is
thing,
for
the
flavor, finals.
The flavor of the month is to love for the finals. Yes, for the finals.
For the Western Conference Finals or just for last night?
Yes, for the Western Conference Finals. 8 for 25 when Stephen when Curry sticking.
8 for 25.
Primarily, they have Thompson sticking them.
And Westbrook's been putting up buckets. Well, if he's only 8 for 25, but here's the thing: when you have somebody of Steph's caliber of offensive player, you're not going to guard the best player. Most defenders, most guys on defense, if you're the main option on offense and you can go down the line, they don't always guard the best player. Kobe didn't. Mike didn't always guard the best player. Dr. J didn't always guard. You got to go back to like Oscar Robertson. He would guard the best player. Okay, I mean, it just is what it is.
I'm sorry. Can I say this for people who's gonna hate? LeBron always guards the best defense, guards the best offensive player when it matters most.
Exactly. See, you say when it matters most, but I'm talking about for a whole game.
Well, because it's a small forward in most leagues, and most players in the league, your best players are your one or your two guards or your power forward. Not many dominant small
forwards. You're right. But let's look at it this way. Let's look at the last year's finals. Steph Curry was killing them. LeBron didn't guard him that much because they needed LeBron on that other end, and it could have been a different series.
He
LeBron
couldn't get tired.
Guarded him the entire series. I mean, the entire game.
Right. Well, he shut Derrick Rose down. That's all I know. And I love when Bulls fans tell me, "No, he didn't." What series were you watching? We were up 2-1 and didn't win another game when they put LeBron James on him. It was over. It was over.
And Derrick Rose, as far as offensive player, is way more explosive than Steph Curry is. Way more explosive. He can't shoot like Steph, but he's more explosive. So from LeBron,
nobody can shoot like Steph.
Just saying, yeah, there's no one who can shoot like Steph. But for LeBron to be able to shut down an explosive guy like Derrick Rose should be more tantamount to how that's what happens when you put one of your best defenders, the best guy available, on the best player the other team has. That can happen. Because defense always wins championships. We know this.
Hey, guys.
Well, we got Vaughn that said Mike guarded Magic. Mike guarded Magic in the 1991 finals. But not the whole game.
But Magic was old by then. So I don't even count that. I'm being honest.
If
you're going to use that series as a reference, Jordan guarded Magic Johnson game one. After that, they switched. And that wasn't even most of the game anyway. Then Scottie Pippen guarded Magic Johnson. Michael James didn't guard Magic all. He didn't. Nobody, and goes back to anybody.
Right,
no
exactly.
Superstar because of, and y'all mentioned LeBron James. No superstar is going to guard another superstar because they got to exert that energy, especially a score. They got to exert that energy on offense. Like you mentioned LeBron James against the Cleveland Cavaliers. There's no way he's going to check Steph because he had to do so much offensively for that team to operate. He couldn't check Steph. But like you mentioned Derrick Rose, even like LeBron will check Derrick Rose in the fourth quarter
when
it matters.
Right.
When
in
it
the
matters.
Fourth quarter, right.
All superstars, if they're good defenders, will check the best player in the fourth quarter. Granted, if the fouls permit, they'll check the superstar in the fourth quarter because they know they can strap up and they don't have to worry about getting in foul trouble. So it's a little different. So being like being like a Bruce Bowen type of player where you're predominantly going to check the best player throughout the whole game compared
to
like LeBron, Jordan. It doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen. 347-637-3859. Please join this conversation, man. Michael and Scottie definitely rotated the first 3 years on the best player. The second three-peat, you had Magic. I'm sorry. I keep saying Magic. Yeah, Scottie, Michael, and Ron Harper would sometimes
Ron
guard
Harper
the other
did a lot of
player.
The defense.
A lot of defense.
A lot of times
and
it was
at
Ron
times,
Harper.
At times, certain times, you know, depending on the situation, you would see Dennis Rodman guarding the best player. Because Dennis Rodman was a heck of a defender back then, too. And he knew how to move his feet. You had guys like Joe Dumars.
In those two games against – those two series against Utah, it was all the worm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sticking Karl Malone, primarily. Same position
absolutely.
Still.
Now, you can look at Joe Dumars. Joe Dumars consistently checked the other team's best player. Consistently, Joe Dumars. But Joe Dumars wasn't the star. He wasn't the main option on offense.
Exactly.
So, you know, you just don't see that happen at all. I mean, Kevin Durant doesn't check the best player on Golden State. He's not checking Curry every time down court. You know what I mean? So, I mean, for Kevin Durant to say some of the stuff he said, I think he was just trying to get under Steph Curry's skin a little bit. And let's see how it worked tomorrow night. Go ahead, Micah.
Well, no, that was actually me. I was saying, can I go ahead and get my lock it up before I got to get out of here, guys? I want you guys to continue to have a great show,
sure,
but I want to lock
give
up.
Give me a lock up for tonight.
I was going to lock up the Cubs over the Phillies in a sweep, which we're winning 6-1 right now in the delay. So making up for the sweep last year and the no-hitter sweep we lost last year to Philly.
Let's not forget you got no-hit last year by the Phillies.
And it's funny because we play y'all 6 times. The Phillies play the Nationals and the Cubs 12 in our next 18 games.
Yeah, I know it.
So
I know it. I'm going to one of those games against the Cubs. I'm trying to go.
I'm also going to lock up Cleveland tonight to close this series out and put a – I think the fix was in for this series to go six games because there's no way – I don't care what the public say. I know how those games look. Heck to the no. That team – I'm sorry. I said that Cleveland will lose one game in its playoff series. They lost two, so I'm pissed off. The fix was in, so I'm locking that up. And I'm also going to lock up Sugar Shane Mosley and his son winning, and I'm going to lock up OKC winning this series on tomorrow night as well.
Well, there you have it. Those are Mike's locks. I'm sorry I don't have the soundbite ready. I forgot what I had finished. I'm sorry.
I'm like, dang, where's my lock it up? I got my baloney in there.
You know, I
got
to have the ads up. You know, I can only do a couple things at once. So, you know, got to have the ads ready. if I lose the ads, I don't know if I'll get back to them. So lock it up. No, you lock it up. There it is. So you're locking up. You're locking up the Cavaliers tonight. You're locking up OKC, yep. And you're locking up a sweep of the Phillies over the Cubs. Which that's not really going out on a limb too much. But hey, but saying sweep
it is.
Saying sweep is going out
ball.
On a limb. They're playing good ball against bum teams, but I'm not even going to go into the Phillies. And then you're locking up Sugar Shane and his daddy. Or, I'm sorry, Sugar Shane and his son.
And you're locking up his son, right.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Take care. Lock it up.
Take it easy, Mike. Get home safe. Get everybody where they're supposed to be safe. All right. So let's move on to the series that most people really forget about, because I know I forget about it. I hate to say it. Call us up, 347-637-3859. The Cavaliers and the Raptors. Now, I have my own personal interest being a Philadelphian, okay? The Raptors point guard is from Philadelphia, okay? He actually played against the former head coach of the baseball team that I'm not a head coach of. He gave him 30 in high school. Funny. He went to the NCAA basketball championship team. He went to Villanova. He went to that school. I'm talking about Kyle Lowry. I think he's the heart and soul of that Raptors team. Whichever way Kyle Lowry goes, that's the way the Raptors go. But they're playing tonight in Toronto, which we know is a problem for a lot of teams to win in Toronto. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I don't know if it's going through customs, going over the border. You got to deal with all that craziness. Toronto's a beautiful city. I've been there before. I don't know if it's Drake, if he's just a total distraction. I'm not even going to go into that too much because, you know, that's for another show, another day. But, Wally, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to start with you. What happens in tonight's game with the Cavaliers and the Raptors?
Man, I expect the Cavs to win. I expect LeBron at a high level. It's not going to be about LeBron. Kyrie and Kevin Love, you got to follow the lead and play great basketball. And more Kevin Love to Kyrie Irving. Kevin Love's got to come to play. You can't have the center for Toronto. He messed up my fellow African brother.
Is Mac Biombo?
Yeah, Biombo. He can't let Biombo intimidate him. You know what I mean? He's got to be the dude that he's gonna stretch the floor and be that stretch forward that hits the three, show some toughness in the post, finish around the basket, rebound. I mean, Kevin Love in Minnesota is getting 20 boards. Rebounding is something that's all effort and skill, and that's something that doesn't go away. That doesn't diminish just because you're on a different team. So he's going to have to do that. If Kevin Love can play to a level that he should be able to play, this team should beat Toronto easily. But if he plays sloppy, Toronto's going to win this game. And, you know, because for some strange reason, Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan play good at home. That's amazing to me. You're supposed to be all-star.
I don't understand that, Wally. I don't mean to cut you off, but you got DeMar DeRozan who's been a Raptor his entire career. But you got Kyle Lowry who's played for a couple different teams.
Yeah.
I don't understand, but go ahead. I'll let you finish. I just wanted to get that out there.
I'm going to phrase it to you because you're from Philly. This is Kyle Lowry, man. I feel like he ain't doing the city justice, man. Because I know folks in Philly. Y'all some tough dudes, man. I give credit when credit's due. Y'all some tough dudes. Tough-minded dudes. Put that way. Tough-minded dudes. And he don't fit the bill, man. He just don't. And I always look at Kyle Lowry because, you know, I'm a Georgetown fan. I watched him in the Big East going against the Hoyas. And I saw toughness. When I saw for the Houston Rockets, I saw toughness. I don't know this Kyle Lowry, man. I don't know this.
Something about crossing that border.
I guess so, man. Something in that water.
Now, what's the word on Valanciunas? Do we know if Valanciunas is playing tonight?
He played last game. He played tonight, right?
He did play last game?
Okay. Yeah, he played last game. He should be back. So, I mean, it's not like he's got that impact right now. because, again, it's not, they just need Lowry and DeRozan to play consistently. Whatever, I mean, obviously you want their, they want their big back, you know what I mean? I'm not going to knock that, but they need those two guys to play at the high level, because you just can't, especially if they do win this game, because there's a chance they can win this game, and anybody who doesn't think they can't, you know, you got to watch it. This team's play well at home. They got to protect that stuff from Toronto and take that thing to the land. They got to take it to the land and ball. They can't just play like that in Toronto and just hope, you know, and look at it, and to be a respectable Eastern Conference final contender. You got to be respectable. You got to compete. You can't just go to your opposing team's home and just lay an egg consistently. So, to me, you know, they play at the high level. They play at the level they usually play at home. They can win this game. I don't expect it. I think LeBron James is something like 8-1 when it comes to a 3-2 lead. He's like 8-1. So, the percentages don't look good. If King James sees that he sees blood, he's a shark. He's going for it. So, Cleveland winning. So, Toronto has an opportunity. I'm going to take that away from him.
Michael, what are your feelings on tonight's game?
My feelings on tonight's game is that we get to see whether or not Cleveland, you know, we believe in LeBron James. We believe that he has a really decent supporting cast. However, the one thing that I am seeing is I'm not seeing a championship caliber team. They've showed it in the first two rounds, but now it's coming down to that crunch time. It's coming down to the wire. And my expectation was to close out the Raptors in five or sweep them. To take it to six games without you being barely competitive in their home and some of these in game three and game four was disappointing to me. So yeah, you come out and you smack them in the mouth games 1, 2, and 5, but you have to do the same thing to them in game six. This tonight is now the night to where everyone who wants LeBron James always wants to blame LeBron James when a LeBron James team doesn't win, but never wants to give the same to Curry or Draymond Green, even though they act like and they are the leaders of their team. It's always the Golden State Warriors lose, but not Steph Curry lost for him or Draymond Green lost for him. But anytime LeBron James team loses, it's LeBron James' fault. It's just his fault. It's always his fault. So if he decides to go ahead and go, I'm going to take over mode, and Tyronn Lue allows it for the benefit of the team to win this game, then okay. But my expectation that Kevin Love is going to bounce back from that abysmal performance, I don't believe that Kyrie Irving is going to get destroyed for almost 60-plus points again. I believe that J.R. Smith is going to finish up his defense, even though I didn't even know he knew how to play defense to begin with. And I believe that the role players for Cleveland, even though it's not home, they're going to do enough to make sure that they don't blow out, because it's going to be a tight game, like we all said. Raptors play way better at home. I think this game is going to be tight, and I think the Cavs are going to pull away just enough to make sure that they stamp that, hey, we're serious about being a championship contender, and we can go into a hostile environment and actually win, like an actual competitive hostile environment. We're not counting the first two rounds. We're talking about a good home team in the Toronto Raptors. So my expectation is that they play championship basketball and really stick to their name, Believe Land. If that's what they all in about, they call themselves Believe Land, will make me a believer that thinking that you're going to beat this team tonight is the right thing and that you're going to do well, if not win, the finals.
Well, you guys are talking about, I think, Wally, you said you talk about LeBron and Kevin Love. No, you're talking about Kyle Lowry and Kevin Love. Mike, you're talking about LeBron. Nobody's talking about Kyrie Irving at all. I mean, he's playing 35 minutes a game, right? He's playing about 35 a game. But where has he been? What's going on with Kyrie Irving? Do we not show him any type of, does he hold no responsibility of what's going on in the series?
I don't think Kyrie's had his days when he looked good. You know what I mean? He hasn't been as consistent. I mean, other than to me, that game three when he was atrocious, he hasn't been like the worst person in the world.
Kyrie Irving is a number one draft pick, so you're supposed to expect a lot from him.
Of course, Kyrie Irving, he's one of the most talented point guards in the game. Period. You know, not just being a number one draft pick. When you look at him, he's like, he's got everything you want in terms of a superstar player. So yeah, I agree that we should hold Kyrie to a whole different, you know, different level because he's super ultra talented. But at the same time, he's had games and came to play. And even on the road, he's come to play at times.
my issue, and that's the reason why I don't really put all the pressure on. I don't put any negative spin on Kyrie Irving because I felt like he stepped up. Other than like the game three, he played poor. I have an issue with Kevin Love because this is a guy to me that we saw put gaudy numbers out there in Minnesota, and everybody, you know, and he got his max deal. Like he got his max deal. He's getting paid like he's better than most power forwards in the game. Period. So, dude, all that I'm asking for you is to knock down threes. B. Not even carry the chain. I'm trying to get you to carry a local. That's LeBron James' job. You know what I mean? Just like we talk about on Golden State, we talk about how Draymond Green has it easy because he's got Steph, he's got Klay. Well, you got it easy. You got Kyrie, you got LeBron. So you got it easy. Like, you're supposed to come, you're supposed to put up numbers. You're supposed to do it. You're skilled enough. You're a guy that straight out of high school to UCLA, you were deemed one of the best dudes to come out period back then. So to me, there's no excuse for you to play this level, play at a minor level. You need to be a guy they can rely on every time. Like how Miami Heat relied on Chris Bosh, the Cleveland Cavaliers should be able to rely on Kevin Love at the same way.
Well, Vaughn says that Kevin Love is the weakest link of the big three in Cleveland. He is the weakest link. Goodbye. Say he shoots about 32% from the field. 32% from the field. That's for a guy of Kevin Love's caliber, that's terrible. You expect a lot more. You expect a way better percentage than that. You expect him to be able to stretch the defense out, knock down some threes, as he did in Minnesota, like you were saying, Wally, the numbers he was putting up. And it's just, you know, he is getting boards, but he's got to knock down. He got to knock some shots down on the offensive side. And I think he is a big key for them to win the championship. Okay, not just win this series, but he's a big key for them winning a championship. Because if they end up playing OKC or whoever they play, Golden State or Oklahoma City, he's going to have to knock down shots. Because I don't think the supporting cast outside of the big three is good enough to beat an OKC or Golden State. I really don't, especially the way OKC is playing right now. I don't think Tristan Thompson is enough to control the boards against an OKC. I don't think he is.
Oh, I see. I beg to differ.
Thompson is enough to control the boards against OKC?
No. I think LeBron James is KD's kryptonite. That's a problem. Like, that's one you got to acknowledge. Like, that series went
You're
down.
Right. You're
like,
right. But you forget about Russell Westbrook now. Russell Westbrook's playing at a different level. He's playing at a whole different level.
I agree. But for that team to still be that team, they're going to need KD to be KD. He can't be KD. Oh, I'm playing LeBron James, so I gotta like this. I gotta give him so much respect because that's the issue when he plays LeBron. He gives LeBron way too much respect. Like he needs to like disrespect LeBron. Like he thoroughly needs to disrespect LeBron, but he doesn't. He respects him too much. Like he needs in any for this team to win a championship. I don't care who they play. For this team to win a championship, KD has to be KD. We talking about KD, the dude that we saw a couple. As a matter of fact, the season they did lose to the Miami Heat in the championship, he needs to be that dude in the regular season and the postseason how he was other than the finals. Like that dude,
yeah,
could
absolutely
be anybody. You know what I mean?
I agree with Westbrook. I love Westbrook. Who he is.
Yeah, exactly. Westbrook shouldn't chase who he is at all. But you still got to acknowledge that Westbrook, though we love what he does, he can have clunkers any day of the week because his shot selection, not because of his skill set, because of his shot selection. We can have games where you shoot for a bad percentage. And that in any type of style you play, any team you play against, a good team that you play against, that's a problem. So KD is the type of dude that no one can stop because his height, his jump shot, his first step, his quickness, you know what I mean? He has it all in terms of what a score is. So he's the type of dude that should always, you know, score 30, whatever. So when he's playing against LeBron, he shouldn't look at LeBron like, okay, man, how am I going to score LeBron? Nah, he got to look at, you know, how's LeBron going to – LeBron got to worry about how am I going to stop KD, period. So that's how it's going to have to go down. But to me, that's the only problem OKC plays Cleveland. If Kevin Durant's playing a high level, yeah, OKC can kill Cleveland. I totally believe that. But if Kevin Durant's playing the same way he's always played against LeBron James, that's a concern for OKC fans.
Micah, you're chomping at the bit. You got something that you want to add.
Man, I'm always chomping at the bit, man. I love ribs. But no, seriously. Now, here's the thing. Now, I understand everyone's feeling about Kevin Love. Kevin Love is the whipping boy of the Cleveland Cavaliers when it comes to criticism now. Anything goes wrong, you either blame LeBron, or if you don't want to blame LeBron because he always gets to blame Kevin Love, okay? Now, one of the things I wanted to point out, this is from NBC Sports. There was an article that was written about one of the things that changed for Kevin Love in Game 5, and, you know, we also talk about players' mentality, was how Channing Frye, as a veteran, was able to speak Kevin Love, I guess, in a language that Kevin Love was able to understand, and that right now they're crediting Channing Frye with a conversation he had with Kevin Love for why Kevin decided to become aggressive and decided to really go ahead and get his points early. And to me, that is what I believe a Kevin Love type player is. He's the kind of guy that if you get him going early, he's going to be effective for you the whole game. It's going to inspire everything that he does as far as just putting a body on somebody, going up and hustling, grabbing rebounds. And I'm also in agreement with Wally that Tristan Thompson, this playoffs is the first time we have seen a guy, well, granted it was home and he was hyped, outwork Tristan Thompson on the boards. Tristan Thompson is not the biggest guy when it comes to playing at a center position. But what he has an advantage over, unlike some other people who claim they could be an outworking center, you know, he outworks everyone that's bigger than him. And I think he can match Adams' energy enough to be able to match their ability on the boards. Now, as a team, they may not be able to control rebounding because just in case we're talking about OKC playing them, the length of OKC alone is going to be enough to be able to have a combination of team rebounding that's going to out-rebound Cleveland, if that's the case for us next Thursday. But that's my thought about Kevin Love, that he has the ability to do it now, and I think he's going to be fine, and that he now understands what real playoff basketball is. You got to remember, this is only Kevin Love's second time and Kyrie Irving's second time really being in the playoffs.
Being on a good team. The second year being on a good team.
That's just being on the second team. And it's also going to be their second time even sniffing the finals, their first time actually playing in it for real when they get there, because they're going to get there. We already know it. They're going to get there. The Raptors will have to surprise us and pull out a miracle out of their hand pots in order for them not to win, in order for them to win this series. So that's all. I just want to make sure that, you know, Kevin Love got his money. Got his money for what his potential can be, and I believe as long as they do what they did in Game 5 and get him started early, get him going aggressive, get him going to the line, then that's what we should expect, that Kevin Love is not going to be in this funk. Kevin Love is not, there's no offense to Kyle Lowry, but Kevin Love is not Kyle Lowry, in which that he only plays good in one place. Kevin Love was having a bit of a funk this whole series. And he wasn't really playing all the way until by Game 5, where we actually saw him explode. And we saw him do what he is capable of doing. Kyle Lowry has been inconsistent the entire playoffs. And somehow they've been figuring out ways to win. That's not going to happen against a team that has a championship pedigree, that has an actual championship pedigree, as the Cleveland Cavaliers have in LeBron James and that veteran leadership that they have on board. So that's just my take on when it comes to Kevin Love and what he's able to do and how he's going to how this game is going to show how different he is now and how consistent he can be for the finals.
Well, there you have it. So what we're going to do there, and thank you, Michael, for that. That was very well thought out. And, you know, I'm going to continue to let you be on the show for the rest of the show. So there you go. But, no, we're going to take a real quick break. I'm going to come back with all the guys' locks. Vaughn, we got your locks, too. And a couple notes. We got NASCAR. We got some news with Tiger and UVA. And Norfolk State, for some of the people listening on the Virginia Beach side. We got Norfolk State news, too. So keep it locked right here to the Solon Sports. We will be right back, I promise, because we ain't going nowhere, and nobody asked us to.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters. Call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell, with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Clonan Heights, and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hasty. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times.
Giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Martin Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollenduck Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All the other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we're just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town, Tread Center, 1955 Puddleduck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounsell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg. And if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East Wisconsin Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
And we're back. We're live, 1340 AM, Fox Sports, Hopewell, Virginia. Just a few things I want to mention before we get everybody's locks.
NASCAR in Charlotte on Sunday. Make sure y'all check that out. I know we got all bunch of NASCAR fans here in the Tri-Cities area. So definitely, I know you guys will be watching, and we will be talking about it a little bit next week. So make sure you check it out so you can join our conversation next week right here on the Soul in Sports. Also, Tiger Woods, is he coming back? He enters the 2016 British Open. Is he coming back? Probably not. He entered it, but he probably won't play. And then he also entered the U.S. Open, but he most likely won't play then either. You know, people are saying that he's probably going to come back towards the end of 2016, but may not return until 2017. That's if he even returns at all. You saw what he looked like at Congressional about a month or so ago. Tiger, don't come back unless you're right, man. You got a legacy to protect. All right. A little baseball news, college baseball news. UVA, the Cavaliers, they lost their first round game to Clemson in the NCAA tournament. So they're 0-1 for the tournament right now. But, you know, we'll see if they can battle back. They are the number 8 team in the nation. So, yeah, they're the defending champion. Come on, UVA. Let's make it happen, Cavaliers. Y'all know I'm a fan of, but I'm not going to go there. And, of course, a little bit of Norfolk news. Norfolk State University, earlier this week, they lost their chance to have an automatic bid to the College World Series. They lost 1-0 to Bethune-Cookman down in Salisbury, Maryland, in the MEAC tournament. Ah, so close, Norfolk. So close. You had a chance. Actually, the two games that they lost, I believe, were both to Bethune-Cookman in the tournament. I believe they lost one game 14-4, and they lost another game. They lost the championship game 1-0. When you lose a game 1-0 in baseball, that hurts. That just means you couldn't score, and if you could have kept them from scoring the one time, it could have been different. Actually, the Phillies did that a few years ago, their last time in the playoffs. They lost that game 1-0, and the run was scored in the first inning. So it is what it is. But we're back here with the fellas. Micah and Wally are back. And before I get into you guys' lock it ups, I know we have Vaughn's lock it ups, and I know he's locking up OKC, and he's locking up the Cavaliers. OKC and the Cavaliers. I'm getting old, guys. Vaughn is locking up those teams. Micah, what are your locks for this weekend?
Locks are going to be Cleveland and OKC. Yes, 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 this is going to happen because right now both teams are playing like the better teams. And like we said earlier, you don't put the fear of God in the team on your home court. You're going to theirs, they know they got you. They got your spirit.
Wally, how about your locks?
I'm locking up Cleveland, beating the Raptors. The West is going to make it official, giving Bradley Beal a max deal. It'll be official in July, but you'll hear word that, you know, Bradley Beal's locked up with a max contract.
Is he worth it, Wally?
No. Not. you gotta be on the court to be worth it. You can't be missing like 80 games and think you're a max dude.
See, I think nowadays teams are so scared to lose good players that they'll just throw the money at them. I mean, there's so many players that I think Iguodala, I think, got a max deal from the Sixers at one point. He wasn't worth it at the time.
Exactly.
He wasn't worth it at the time. I mean, you know, he's not worth it.
Whiteside's probably will get max money.
He's getting max money. It's funny the guys that get. I mean, I can remember days when like it would be like Isaiah Thomas, Charles Barkley. You know, guys would get a max deal. Michael Jordan, you know, those got Magic. They get max deals.
Yeah.
No, you got role players.
Kevin Love's of the world. Kevin Love's of the world getting max deals.
Kevin Love's of the world. Chris Bosh is of the world.
Christian Thompson was close. I think it was a max deal, I think Tristan Thompson was a max deal.
No, I don't. He might have been. I thought he was just a one-year deal. I know he wanted max money.
I thought he got a max deal. I could be wrong.
All right, well, we got just under a minute left, so I'm going to go ahead and give my locks, and I'm going to let Micah get ready to take us out of here and switch us back on over. But I'm going to be the only one to go out on a limb this weekend. I like game sevens, and I'm hoping for two game sevens. So I'm going to lock up Toronto tonight, and I'm going to lock up Golden State tomorrow. And I'm looking for two game sevens, and I'm locking up the Cubs, not sweeping the Phillies. Okay? I'm going to lock that up, too. The Cubs are not going to sweep the Phillies. Phillies are okay. The Phillies were good against teams that they needed to be good against. All right. They lost two or three to the Tigers. They'll probably lose two or three to the Cubs. All right. They did handle business against the Nationals, but that's when they were sneaking up on people. Not going to sneak up on anybody anymore. So they took care. They handled business. As a matter of fact, they lost two or three to the Braves. And the Braves stink. Absolutely stink. Putrid. All right. So, I mean, hey, the Phillies are what they are. I don't expect them to make the playoffs. Micah, get ready to switch us over, man. It's Solon Sports. We'll talk to y'all next week. Thank you for listening. We love y'all for loving us. We out of here. Peace.
Peace.